Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's topic, Boss One-on-Ones, Professional Updates. Hi everyone, this is Mike, and welcome back to Manager Tools. Today's cast, we talk about a way to approximate. It's not the real thing, but a way to approximate one-on-ones with your boss. Look, we've been asked this question so many times, it's frankly kind of amazing that we've waited this long to publicize widely the same answer we've given to so many listeners and members privately. We know, you want to have one-on-ones with your boss, but we don't recommend you do so, and today we're going to talk about why, and what you can do instead. How do you get close? Here we go. It's easy to see why people would ask us about this, right? I mean, we're having one-on-ones with our directs, right?
Right.
And we're seeing the benefits. We're seeing the communication, the feedback, the relationship building. It seems obvious to a lot of folks, I think, that that which works with your directs, would also work with your boss.
Yeah, because you're her direct, right? And if your your directs dig it, right? If you're doing it because you believe your directs benefit from it, then you're a direct of somebody, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, but we're going to recommend that folks don't actually go and ask their boss for one.
But we don't recommend that, even if you think it would be a good idea, right? And you know what? I think we spend so much time talking about relationships that if you spend enough time talking about relationships, the power structure can go away, right? The theory of relationships and human endeavor is such that only one part of it addresses the issue of relationships around power structures, which, of course, organizations have, managers have by definition. The issue is that one-on-ones do work to develop relationships, and most people do want a good relationship with their boss. The problem is, in this case, when you're the boss, you have the power, and then what happens is the relationship benefits. But if you're the direct, you don't have the power. And your ability to change your relationship with your boss is there. You can do it. But the question is, how? And it's not by trying to get your boss to do one-on-ones. It's just not. And you know what? People hear about one-on-ones and they think, totally, just what I need, right? That's
right,
exactly what I need for me and my boss.
Right. Matter of fact, that's in our conferences. That's sometimes the first thing we hear, which is, oh, this will be great with my boss.
Yeah. No, and it's often, right? Wouldn't you agree? It's often with the new people. I mean, they see it as a silver bullet. Oh my gosh, when they get it, they're like, yeah, okay, this is what I need for my boss. And in fact—
Right, there's only one thing better. There's only one silver bullet that's actually a platinum bullet, and that would be feedback and giving feedback to your boss, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Everybody wants to apply to their boss, and what's funny is, well, you and I both know, it just doesn't work. You don't manage up. We've talked about that before, and the answer is, the way you influence an organization is with you and your directs. And, you know, prayer is helpful with your boss, but in the long run, as we say, the way you influence your boss is you get promoted twice, and then your boss works for you.
Right.
But look, you don't like your boss, or you like her well enough, but you get no communication from her, or you don't feel she understands your value to the organization, or you want to know more of what's going on, whatever, right? We're not saying we blame you for that, but seriously, think about it this way, folks. How smart is it to learn a new skill? Let's say you've just started with the one-on-ones, right? Or you've just got the concept in your head. You haven't really rolled it out to your team. How smart would it be for you to learn a new skill, one-on-ones, in front of your boss? I mean, just to be clear.
Not too smart.
Not too smart, right? Yeah. We don't recommend you ask your boss to do one-on-ones with you. We don't. Period. Don't confuse anything in this cast with anything other than we don't recommend you do one-on-ones with your boss. Unless your boss asks you, okay, I want to start doing one-on-ones with you. That's different. But we don't recommend you try to get your boss to do one-on-ones with you.
Okay, so what if I don't, you know, okay, it makes sense. I'm not going to practice one-on-ones with my boss. So how about this, which is I'll start with one-on-ones with my directs. I'll learn how to do them well. I'll practice them. And then I'll get my boss to do them with me.
Yeah, again, no. I think people are confusing the value to the relationship with the fact that there's power. and the power influences the relationship in such a way that we don't recommend it. Look, we can talk about this more, but it's just, we have the data. People try. It doesn't work. We may think we're smart, but the data are overwhelming. You just don't do, I mean, you're welcome to try, but when it ends in tears, we'll console you, but we'll also say, we told you so.
Okay. So as people might expect, we might have three or four bullet points to talk about. So
you might have three or four. Yeah. I might have 10. I got 10.
Oh, yeah.
Is it 10? Hey, keep your couple of bullet points over there to yourself. I've got 10 right here. Here they are. We've got 10,
no,
actually, 10 things
you,
we want.
You did the thing where you like sub-bullet them, so you actually have 18. But
okay.
We're not gonna get, okay. So what's
Where's the love? That's what I want to know. Where's the love? Right? Okay, so there are 10.
All right, there's 10. Now, just so people understand, we're going to talk about a little bit more why we suggest you don't try to do one-on-ones with your boss. But there is a solution, right? There, you want to have better communications with your folks. Well, yeah. I'm sorry, you want to have better communication with your boss. And so we have some recommendations of how to make that happen. It's just not a one-on-one. So let's call it
Boss O3s, but really the title of this cast, right, is Professional Updates. So yeah, exactly. Our 10 points are simple. Don't ask for one-on-ones with your boss ever. We're serious about that. And we come about that the hard way. Number two, we do recommend you ask for a weekly half-hour update. Number three, you deliver your update in 15 minutes, and we have some sub-bullets there. Number four, you ask questions at the end of your 15 minutes. Notice we say ask for a 30-minute meeting and get yours done in 15 minutes. Number five, accept a lack of answers or guidance or them filling up their 15 minutes, if you will, graciously. It's an update, folks. It's not a one-on-one. We're not just using verbiage here. Don't let your unanswered hopes for a 30-minute, number six, don't let your unanswered hopes for 30 minutes ruin your 15. We've seen that happen before, so we want to share that mistake. Number seven, behave the way you want your directs to behave, although with some caveats. Number eight, be ready to deliver your update as a report without a meeting, without a face-to-face. Then we recommend you include your development discussions, which would be the third part of your three-part one-on-ones. We recommend you include that when you're ready, and we'll explain how. And then we have a few cautions at the end, which we will have touched on indirectly in the course of the cast, but we just want to make clear about a few things.
Good. Let's go back to your number one point, which we touched on a little bit, which is don't ask for one-on-ones with your boss ever. I think to some degree we may not have put this to bed in the sense that folks, you know, I just don't know we've said enough yet to stop people from putting a bullet, you know, in a gun and shooting themselves in the head. And unfortunately, in this case, it's the bullet we gave them.
Let me say this. It's not in the notes, but I think it's important. And that is, if you ask for a one-on-one with your boss and he or she says no, you're done. You're not ever going to get a one-on-one with your boss. And your boss is going to resist it, frankly, in many cases, if she hears about it from somewhere else. Okay? So one-on-ones work downward. They exist downward. And doing it upwards just is not effective. It's too dangerous. What you're in danger of being perceived as saying is, and listen carefully to this, this is the way I manage, and I think it's better than the way you manage. So why don't we do it my way?
Oh, that's a great idea. Saying that to your boss, right?
Right. It's a bad idea with most bosses, if not all, it's bad. And look, again, we come by our apprehension on this the hard way, having heard hundreds of stories of managers, hundreds, doing one-on-ones and then trying to move up the food chain, right? It just doesn't work. Managers feel you can't possibly understand the issues that they are facing. Them saying no to you, to your request for one-on-one, reinforces that they have more to do than you. That technique, quote-unquote, would, of course, quote-unquote, work for you, quote-unquote, but not for me or them. Yeah, right? I mean, you can hear the response from the boss who says no. Can't you just read it? I mean, right, they're not even going to give you a verbal response. They're going to send you an email, and it says something like, the complexities of managing at the fill in the level, one up from you level, are hard to grasp at your level, whatever that might be. I've tried many stratagems to create more communications and have been unable to balance those efforts with real work with senior leaders and my deliverables. Unquote. I have an email from a boss to a subordinate, folks, that said that very thing. Talk right. about a smackdown.
Yeah, yeah. When you get to my level, you yeah. understand.
Yeah.
A little pat on the head.
Yeah, that's right. It's the professional pat on the head, which is the same thing as a slap in the face.
Yeah. And I guess when you get that email, you've pretty much figured out that you're not going to have one-on-ones anytime soon, right?
Yeah, unless you use a Mayan calendar or something, right? A sundial or,
there you go.
You know, yeah. Look. Bosses don't like it. That's our experience. We want the reason Manager Tools exists to share our experience with you. You won't get very far asking for stuff your boss doesn't like. If you want to prepare a slide deck to try to persuade him, sure, fine, knock yourself out. It won't work in 99% of the cases, but if it makes you feel better, okay, we love you, go for it.
So, okay, we're not, I think people have figured out by this point that we're not going to recommend you go ask your boss for one-on-ones, but... Let me give you a different question. What if I want a meeting with my boss that looks and feels something like a one-on-one, right? Where I can start to develop the relationship, where I can have some better, more right. concise communications with her. How do you get that to happen? What do we do yeah. then? And I think we're going to say, as a matter of fact, I know we're going to say, because I'm looking at the show notes right now,
all right.
which is we're going to ask for a weekly half-hour update, which is our second yeah. point.
In fact, let's go back to something you and I share at conferences, Mike, that we don't really, and we mentioned it, I don't know, a while ago, and when we revisited the Trinity casts, and we said that the key to the Trinity is it reinforces three key issues that managers have to address. Great managers have great relationships with the directs. They're clear and frequently giving performance communications, and they're asking for more from their folks. And the primary way they develop people is by delegating like crazy. That said, the first one, relationships, takes the form of one-on-ones. One-on-ones are our teachable way of getting you to have a relationship with your people, because we know great bosses have great relationships with their people. What happens is when we ask for a one-on-one with our boss, what we're doing is confusing the reason for the one-on-one relationships with the form that the reason takes. In other words, the one-on-one itself.
Yeah, yeah.
Asking up for a one-on-one is asking in the wrong form for something that you want from your boss, which is a better relationship. And so if you want a better relationship with your boss, give it as the way you, this is what you would do in any two-person relationship anywhere on the planet with another person. You would ask, what can I give them, in a manner of speaking, to incent them to have a better relationship with me?
Exactly. Asking your boss for a one-on-one basically says, hey, I want you to care about me.
Yes.
Right. Where the weekly update meeting we're going to talk about here is, hey, boss, I want to know what you want from me, and I'm going to give it to you.
I want you to have what you need from me. In other words, it's the difference between saying I want you to care about me and I care about you, and I want to make your job easier.
Right. And then there's some reciprocity, you hope, at some point yeah. in the future.
And the Manager Tools ethos is that we hope there's some reciprocity. And even if there's not, this is how professionals behave. You have an obligation to keep your boss updated. Why not do it in an efficient, effective, short manner on a weekly basis? Great. So you're giving your boss something she wants. Think about it. If you had never heard of one-on-ones and someone said to you, wouldn't you like a weekly update from your team on what they're doing and how things are going? That's pretty short and pretty sweet and focused on what giving you as the boss, what you need, as opposed to some long meeting or another on staff meeting with lots of dead time.
Yeah. You kidding me, man? I jump right on that.
Yeah. Right. So that's what you ought to ask your boss for, is time to allow you to do that for her. Right.
Okay. How do you ask for that? How do you go about that?
Simple. Send a mail. Or ask him face-to-face when you or he together, right? Depending upon his preferred method of communication, you should be able to figure that out within a week. Does your boss prefer voicemail or email or face-to-face? And it sounds something like this. Hey, I'd like to give you an update on how things are going. Product status, work updates, etc. Can I get 30 minutes on your calendar sometime next week? That's it.
Okay, so I guess the first thought that goes through my mind, though, is, if I ask in an email, isn't it possible or even likely that she may say, well, look, why don't we just skip the meeting? Just send it to me and just send me a report or send me an email on the topics.
Sure. Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. If you ask in an email, and we'll talk about that. But one of our points later is be ready to deliver it in a written format. And that's okay. Remember, the purpose is for the boss. That's not to say that a face-to-face meeting won't happen periodically. And if you're good and if you're prepared, that regular report, if you're brief, will turn into what we think is very likely to be a weekly recurring meeting. Look, your boss may say, how about tomorrow? And you don't want to be looking foolish. So you want to have your briefing roughly worked out when you ask. And you may also get back. I think with a lot of bosses, it's probable that you get back. Is there something wrong? Yeah, don't wait, just send it, right? To your point. And you say, no, look, nothing's wrong. I just thought an update was in order. Now they probably still ask you to send it, and that's fine. And let me put something else. Don't use this as a way to cover up on bad news that you're going to deliver next week. If you know there's bad news that exists now, don't use an update request to delay delivering bad news. All news decays to its detriment, whether it's good or bad.
Right. Yeah. Right? If you have any hope of making these recurring in the future, you know, delivering bad news the first time is not the way to start. That will doom that.
We'll use the Manager Tools Boss 03 update, professional update thing to cover the fact that I've messed up, and my boss will like the fact that I'm giving him an update, and that will make him overlook how frustrated he is with what I haven't done. That's probably not going to happen.
there's a corollary. There's another rule we can add in there as well, which is this is the best time actually to go in your first, you know, update meeting with your boss. Is this will be the time to like ask for new resources, ask for new headcount, ask for iPhones for your entire team, ask for crackberries. So
crackberries.
Yeah, actually, so you know, as well as giving bad news, just ask for a whole lot of things that would make your life
ask
easier.
For more money and more people, and good plan.
Make your boss look forward to them in the future.
Is it April Fool's? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Are we gonna roll this out in April? Yeah. And you mentioned it. You don't ask for a recurring meeting either. It's much easier for a boss to say no to yet another recurring meeting, even if it's only 15 or 30 minutes, right? The point is you ask for one simple 30-minute sessions, which, by the way, you're going to finish early, which is the holy grail of meetings, right? Finishing early. So.
Yeah. That's kind of the holy grail, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you get the meeting, right, once you've got it, The question then is, how do you behave in that meeting that you just got to maximize the value of that meeting as well as increasing the likelihood that you're going to get future meetings?
Yeah. Yeah. Right? And it's obvious, right? The way to get to the second, right, to the recurring meeting is directly through the first, which is how do you maximize the value of that first one? And the second one, even if it's not recurring, if you deliver an hour's worth of value to your boss in 15 minutes, it's going to be much easier to get next week's meeting on the calendar when you get done with this meeting.
Right. Okay. So let's say, you know, small miracle at work, you get the update meeting.
Right.
So then the key guidance here is after you've gotten the meeting, a 30-minute meeting, you're going to deliver to your boss your update in 15 minutes.
Right.
And we have some detailed guidance.
Yeah.
Expect there as well.
Right. Look, you've asked for a 30-minute meeting, but you're not going to take 30 minutes. You're going to show respect for her calendar and finish early. Yeah, the 30 minutes is in part because you want her to take advantage of it and maybe give you an update. Wouldn't that be nice? It'll feel a little bit like a one-on-one.
A little bit.
You don't, yeah.
But it's not a one-on-one.
It's not. It's really not. It's a professional update. But you don't control her behavior, so keep quiet about it. Yes, the 30 minutes is because asking for 15 minutes greatly increases your chance. Your boss will assume that if it can be done in 15 minutes, it can be delivered on paper just fine. If you want your boss to turn this into what amounts to a one-on-one, a boss 03, without you calling it that, then you ask for 30 and you have to finish in 15. And when you do, expect the boss to say something like, wow, that was fast, to which you respond, hey, just being respectful of your calendar.
Right, yeah, and try to avoid saying anything about senior leaders or your boss's deliverables.
Yeah, that email, right, exactly, yeah. Now, look, a couple of related points. You mentioned those. First, assume your updates. It's not a one-on-one. Are going to be scheduled in the beginning on an ad hoc basis. Don't ask for a recurring meeting after the first one. Too pushy, too little value, right? At that point, you haven't sealed the deal yet. Perhaps it will be regularly scheduled at some point, But now, early on, is not the time to push for that. After you've had that first meeting, not at any time during the meeting, ask for another one next week and say, hey, when can we do this next week? I'd love to do this again. The chances of that happening will greatly increase if you've kept to your 15 minutes.
Okay. Now, at this point with many of our clients, we get the question, well, what about my question? Don't I get a chance?
Right.
I mean, yeah, we're not going to call it a one-on-one, but, you know, don't I get time for my questions?
Yeah, it's totally fair concern, but it's delicate. In our experience with managers across lots of companies, there's almost more value in the questions you can get answered about direction or guidance or new information that's out there than there is in the detailed update you give to your boss. And the answer to that is you ask questions at the end of your 15 minutes, right? You figure out how to brief in, say, 12 minutes. And if you have 2 to 5 questions, you ask them at the end. And now, look, that's not to say you can't ask for guidance or clarification as you walk through the topics themselves. That's normal. That's fine. But if there are questions that are perhaps unrelated to your other briefing points, your other update points, because that's what this is, an update. It's a professional update. It's not a one-on-one. You simply bring them up at the end. Hey, it sounds like this. Hey, I need some guidance on X. Do you have any thoughts? Or, quote, I'm struggling with the new training guidance. Can you shed some light on what your boss wants, unquote. Our point here is that when we first laid out the guidance, we said finish in 15 minutes, ask your questions at the end. And lots of folks, when we first did this, thought we meant you get 15 minutes for update and then you get 15 minutes for questions.
No,
you want the meeting to end in 15 minutes if your boss doesn't decide to update you in return.
Right. Yeah. And look, and all that said, you're not going to get an answer to all your questions. You're not. And you right. got to become comfortable with that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that gets us to the next point, right? Which is you got to accept a lack of answers or a lack of guidance that you might have wanted graciously because, again, it's an update and not a one-on-one. Morph into a one-on-one. And morphing it into a one-on-one is great because then you'll get value back. But there's nothing wrong holistically in giving your boss an update, in giving more than you get. You know, my dad used to say all the time that you can take more than you give, but only for a little while until they run you out of town. Well, this is a case where wouldn't you love it if all your directs thought first about you and gave you more than you gave them? That'd be great. Cool. Right? Well, you can do that with your boss. If you see it as an update, if you see it as giving rather than getting, then it's not as painful and it's easier to continue to motivate yourself to ask for the time. Because basically, you're only going to end up with something closely resembling a one-on-one if you deliver value repeatedly, briefly, efficiently, over a period of weeks, or maybe even months. And that means accepting what it is you ask for, which is an update and not what you hope for, a one-on-one.
Right. Well, speaking of hope, that makes our next point very easy, right? Which is don't let those unanswered hopes for 30 minutes ruin your 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, think about that, dude. Suppose I worked for you and you didn't do one-on-ones and I asked you for the briefing and I gave you the briefing and you really appreciated it. And we did it for 4 or 5 weeks, but you never change your behavior, right?
Right.
I mean, you're benefiting from it. I asked for the meeting. You're benefiting. You're enjoying the updates. It helps you. It feels like, wow, things are better with Mark. He seems to be delivering more. I feel better about where he is. I trust him more because I know he's always going to give me an update on a regular basis. And after 6 or 8 weeks, you're benefiting enormously from the meeting. You haven't flipped the switch yet and said, I'm thinking about doing one-on-ones or, boy, maybe I should be updating him more. Although I do think that happens gradually in the majority of cases. But imagine that we did this for 6 weeks. I'm doing my updates. And then suddenly I start getting frustrated because it hasn't turned into one-on-one yet. And suddenly my briefings become less efficient and less effective. Wouldn't you kind of wonder what the hell was going on?
Yeah, sure I would.
Yeah.
I was digging you before. Not so much.
Yeah. And then you think, wow, here's a guy who puts his best foot forward and then drags the other one behind, right? Too many managers follow this guidance and they think about nothing but one-on-ones. They think about them, they dream about them, they want them, and then they wonder why they're not getting them. And of course, you know, that affects your ability to deliver the update well. And look, you're not getting them because you didn't ask for them, because you don't want to ask for them because you'll be told no, because it never works. And you're content to do your part and brief your boss as the organization wants you to, even if that means you don't get what you want out of the exchange, because you getting what you want all the time from your boss is a pipe dream. I wish it were not so, but it is. We know it. We like data, and the data are overwhelming. Doing the right thing is still a good thing, even when you don't benefit enormously, although I would argue that you are benefiting. Your boss is just not sharing that with you. And it's in the service of a longer-term goal. Have patience. Trust the process. Wait. See what happens.
Good. Okay. That brings us to our next point, which actually is a little bit more robust than what it sounds like. I mean, behave the way you want your directs to behave. But there's something behind that.
Right. Yeah. What we mean, really, is that most managers we know want their directs to when they brief, to brief efficiently, to be quick, to be complete, right? Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah,
be great. Why should we spend an hour in a meeting that could only take 15 minutes if you were really good at it, right?
Yeah. What world are you living in, though?
That's what I don't know. And we want you directs to be able to answer any question that we throw at them. That's how to behave with your boss, right? Quickly, efficiently answering all the questions. Here's a key difference, though. If you take this guidance around behave the way you want your directs to behave, you've got to understand that we're not suggesting you're in a one-on-one. One-on-ones start with you asking your direct, how's it going? And the personal may very well be on the agenda of your direct. But we're not saying here that you should start out with a personal with your boss. In fact, really, honestly, dude, we probably ought to have made the, quote, leave personal stuff out of this update one of our top 10 points, but we didn't.
Yeah,
my bad.
Right. Well, I guess, yeah, you're right. It sounds kind of obvious based upon everything else we said, but.
Yeah, we
shouldn't assume that.
Again, right? It's not a one-on-one, right? It's an update. And look, we don't suggest that you behave the way you want your directs to behave because you don't brief your boss the way you would want to be briefed. You brief your boss the way your boss wants to be briefed. It's the platinum rule, not the golden rule. And so take into consideration your boss may have a different style of communication than you do. If you're a high D and he's a high C, don't communicate to him as you would want to be communicated to. It's probably obvious, but we just want to make that clear. The point is that you have to think carefully about the fact that it's an update. It's not a one-on-one. Don't get the two confused, and pay attention to your boss and be quick and efficient the way you would want your directs to be with you. And then apply that to your boss and figure out how that would look to your particular boss. And it would be different to a different boss, perhaps.
Right. Now, let's go back to one of my earlier questions or points, okay, which is, you know, some bosses, unfortunately, they think about efficiency rather than effectiveness,
mm-hmm,
and they're going to choose to hear your request to update them as a chance to get another report,
right?
and save themselves 30 minutes in the process,
right?
And so they're going to ask you to give them the update in written form,
right?
No, backfire. What do we do then?
Right. So I mean, right? You know the answer to that, right? I mean, you.
Yeah, of course.
You deliver it as a report,
give it to
right?
them as a report without a meeting. You better be prepared to do that. You don't want to be caught off guards.
Yeah, it's frustrating, but it's inevitable with some managers. You got to be ready to do it, as you say. It's a risk associated with the request for a briefing, for a meeting update. And luckily, the need for the report will go away if you haven't requested a weekly recurring meeting, so it won't be too painful.
Right. And our next point is you got to prepare it regardless. And the point is that if you do that, the written report that you could deliver, right? You could deliver instead of the meeting. If you have the meeting, it just becomes the core document of your meeting.
Yep.
It's just what you speak from, right? It's all your notes. It's so that when you do have the face-to-face meeting, it is effective. It is efficient.
Right. It's just your notes. Exactly. Yeah. It seems weird to ask for a meeting and then not prepare for it, right?
Right.
And then if you prepare for it well, you ought to be able to change maybe your private notes by 10% and turn them into a document that could be a report to your boss.
Right.
And no brainer.
Yeah. So don't complain to us that you may have to do some extra work to prepare for the meeting. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You actually
it's actually not extra work. It's just work. What you do is you prepare for the meeting.
Right. Well, yeah. A one-on-one kind of feels like I really don't have to prepare for that.
I love it. It's good. Look, okay. And by the way, at this point, a lot of our coaching client managers say, okay, what about that development part, right? I mean, that last 30, the last 10 minutes of the 30 minutes, But we respected it as a fair question, even though I'm going to say it again, this is not a one-on-one. It doesn't have 10, 10, and 10. It's 15 minutes followed by blank 15 minutes, which may or may not ever be used, and in which case it still has validity all by itself. It serves on its own. It stands on its own as a professional update, and it could, in fact, morph into a one-on-one. But at this point, it's not a one-on-one. And that's easy. We just, look, you include some development discussions when you're ready. You know, after you've established the meeting, it's recurring on a reasonably regular schedule. Maybe you miss 50% of them. That's still better than nothing. You make your own professional development wherever you want to go and where, however well you think you're getting there, as the last topic in your update. And again, you still have to finish in that 15 minutes, particularly if your boss hasn't stepped up and started sharing more with you. It's still a 15-minute fall by a big blank spot. Make your briefing a little bit more brisk on the work stuff. And of course, if you're doing this six weeks or 12 weeks or let's say 3 months later, that's probably about how early I would recommend it, is about 3 months. Don't start professional updates because you want to go right to personal development. That's not a good idea because that's not about the boss. You're not giving value to your boss. But let's say it's been 3 months. You've become more efficient probably, and you can finish that 15-minute briefing in 12. And maybe you choose a week where there's a relatively light briefing, and then you add development as your topic, and you talk about where you want to go and wait to see what your boss says or shares. And again, what did we say earlier? You got to get comfortable with the fact that your boss is not going to answer your questions, particularly about something that he or she may not be talking to you about in some other forum. And you just leave it as, hey, I wanted you to know where I'm going and I had some questions. And if you don't get answers, that's fine. And at least your boss knows now what your concerns or what your needs or what your desires are.
Exactly.
Yep.
Okay. So even after all that we've shared so far, after all that, we still have a few cautions we'd like to share with folks.
Yeah. I think we've probably beaten this horse to death, right?
The first one, it's not a one-on-one.
Oh, yeah, is that right? Help me with that. Can you tell me more?
I'm glad we covered it here because I didn't
get it. Yeah. I'm suddenly all confused. Look, be clear about what in your mind, what it is. It's an update. It's about you briefing your boss and it's not about him learning about you. If you want better relationships with other people, it starts with giving. One-on-ones work downward because you're giving your time, which is a precious resource to your directs. When you're talking about creating a one-on-one in the future, you don't, with your boss, you don't do it by saying, I want stuff from you. You give stuff to your boss. Okay. It's the starting point for a future one-on-one perhaps, but it's not a one-on-one. The more you think of it as a one-on-one, the more you're likely to be disappointed. You're more likely to apply one-on-one tactics to it. And unfortunately, perhaps to your dismay.
Yeah. And along that same process, you know, it's not a one-on-one. So not only don't call it that, don't contrast it either.
Right. If you're in a competition with your boss about management styles, that doesn't end well, right? Well, in my one-on-ones with my people, which is kind of like what we're doing here, boss, or, you know, it'd be great if I could do more one-on-ones, you know, or my folks really like the one-on-ones. Maybe we could turn this into that. You don't do that. One is an update. That's what you've asked for. Your boss has granted it. Your boss has power over you. You respect that. There are rules associated with it, and you follow those rules. The thing you do with your directs is a one-on-one. They're different, period.
Yeah, and again, just because you can't have what you really want, you want a one-on-one with your boss, but because you have that, don't ruin this by making the perfect the enemy of the good. Even if you had never heard of one-on-ones, we doubt you'd say your directs briefing you weekly in a professional way wouldn't benefit the organization.
Right, right.
So think of this class as half full, not half empty, as I'm prone to do occasionally, and think of it as a process. Even if you're not having the equivalent of one-on-ones with your boss yet,
right,
you may at some point, but you're not now, you're learning some things, and you're briefing well and probably developing a better relationship with him or her.
Yeah. And that leads us to our last point, which we've made indirectly so many times. No whining. Whining is unprofessional. We're just not going to do it. We're going to deliver our briefing. We're going to do it professionally. Yes, we have a plan, and maybe our plan won't come true, but in the short run, we are delivering value, more value than we were before. And anytime you can figure out how to deliver more value, you ought to consider doing it. It's the professional approach, and that's why we call these professional updates rather than one-on-ones with your boss.
And there you go. Horseman's 11th law.
There you go. So real quick overview. Don't ask for a one-on-one with your boss ever. Ask for a weekly half-hour update. and then, of course, make it professional. Deliver it in 15 minutes. It's probably going to be ad hoc. Don't assume it's going to be recurring. At some point, it might be regularly scheduled, but for now, don't worry about that. You ask questions at the end of your 15 minutes, but you still keep within your 15. Know that you're maybe not going to get all the answers you want, but still you accept that graciously. It's, again, it's an update. It's not a one-on-one. It's not a two-way street necessarily. And don't let those unanswered hopes for that 30 minutes ruin the 15. It's an update, not a one-on-one. Behave the way you want your directs to behave. And that means crisp, concise, brief, with also becoming aware of how your boss wants to be briefed. It may be different than you. Be ready to deliver it in writing because your boss may ask for that. And look, all you need to do is prepare for the meeting the way you normally would and make sure that your notes for your face-to-face would essentially serve as a document that your boss could read. At some point, you're going to talk about development. It may happen in the form of one-on-one when your boss finally gets it, but if not, you can bring it up. I wouldn't do it any earlier than about 3 months. And then remember again, it's not a one-on-one. Don't call it that. Don't contrast it with what you're doing. Don't make the perfect enemy the good, and no whining. That's a rule. That's
I like that one.
11th, 12th, and 13th law. No whining, no whining, no whining.
Awesome. All right, my friend. Thanks,
partner.
All right, we'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's it, everyone. Hope you enjoyed it. Now you have a way to go back to your boss and get something close to a one-on-one without calling it a one-on-one. All right? Enjoy, and we'll talk to you on the discussion forums. www.managertools.com/forums. We'll see you there. So long, folks.